Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
Today's going to be a great podcast. I have a founder of a company who sold a company, started another franchise, a true entrepreneur. I have Ron Holt with me here today. He's the founder of Two Maids and a Mop, sold it for a fortune in 2021. And then he founded Pink Zebra. Ron, it's great to have you on the podcast.
Oh, Sean, it's an honor to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
See, we can say fortune because that can range from A to Z based on where you live in the world.
It was a good day.
Only because I know a general idea of what it was. Yes, it was an extremely good day for everybody with his last name. Everybody had a good day. All right, Ron, I love talking to entrepreneurs and you're in the service business and I am as well, which gives me even more of an affinity. So I always like to start with two maids and a mop. Like, you know, I like it because I like, you know, two men in a truck, you know, right. Is a great franchise. I've used them three times in the last 6 weeks.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, it's so simple. I told them I would have changed it. I would have made it three dudes in a big truck, but hey, because I needed a third person when they were helping me. Tell me about Two Maids and a Mop. What made you start it?
Yeah. So, you know, it was not something where I fell in love with the idea of cleaning someone's home. I saw an opportunity in the marketplace where there was fragmentation, somewhat of a broken market even, and the supply just wasn't really doing a whole lot about it. Yeah, demand was continuing to grow and grow and grow. And so definitely didn't love the idea of cleaning people's dirty toilets, but I loved the idea that you had growing demand from a consumer base that was going to continue to, you know, embrace it more and more. And the supply didn't really know how to react to that. It was the same cleaning service from 20 years ago, you know? So I said to myself, well, let's go ahead and change the world and figure out how to do all the cleaning stuff later. That's what initially attracted me to the industry. Like any good entrepreneur, once you get inside of it, you learn all sorts of crazy stuff that you didn't know until you were inside the business. But all of those things were great for me. It taught me a lot of real life lessons that helped me grow the brand later.
The thing that you did, and I like, because I joke that I started a handyman company in 2000. I, to this day, I still own a plastic toolbox, yet I've made millions and millions of dollars. You figured out the demand. I couldn't get a handyman to do anything. I lived in a really nice area, in a really nice neighborhood, 940 houses in this really nice neighborhood. I remember going to the pool and asking around, can anybody refer me to a handyman? And they're like, no. My brain went off.
Yeah,
literally. And we launched it. We had 55 phone calls like our fourth or fifth weekend. And I knew then I'd kind of hit the holy grail. Same aha.
Absolutely. That's, you know, when it comes to house cleaning, there are several brands out there that have been around for three decades or more. Two Maids and a Mop has been around for more than two decades now. However, the branding inside all consumer service space, it's not like a restaurant or food service or even retail. Home services in general are attached to the person doing the trade, not the business performing the service. And so that was an opportunity as well. Like you said, like, what can we do to create better branding so that when people think I got a dirty home, Two Maids and Mop is the solution, or I need to move, Pink Zebra Moving is the solution. So
yeah,
it's a fun challenge.
Yeah, no, I like it. And going back to your, you know, Two Maids and a Mop, at the time, was there a lot of, you know, we obviously know Merry Maids, Molly Maids, blah, blah, blah. But was there a lot of them out there at the time where you're like, wow, I'm in, you know, shark infested water, or was it blue ocean at the time?
It's funny, as the business grew, all of the water changed. If you want to keep using the ocean analogy, early on, we were in Pensacola, Florida. That was our original location. I don't know what number, but way down the list in terms of best and biggest cleaning services in the Pensacola area. And there was this guy at the very top. He was a franchisee of another brand, and he was just the king of cleaning in Pensacola, Florida. And I said, one day we're going to take over and be the king of cleaning here in Pensacola. Well, we did that. And as you keep growing, you know, you think bigger, you think nationally. Yeah. Towards the end, at the very end, before my exit at Two Maids and a Mop, we were named one of the top three residential cleaning brands in the entire country. And so, you know, the growth, the journey, it was so funny because I could still remember just this chase to be the best in Pensacola.
I love it. And there's some questions because I'm in the process of franchising a couple of my businesses. Because you're right. You get to the point where you're like, okay, we got to take over the country. Like we've won every local award and you've maxed out your personal income. It's like, okay, I don't know if I can make any more than where I'm at. And man, I'm grateful for what it is. But then you start looking at the country and you're like,
That's what we're doing here. You know, King Zebra Moving, that's our original plan here was to focus on the moving industry for a couple of years and then take over the world.
So now, what makes it different? As I said, I've used moving companies. I used two men in a truck. And I thought, you know, just like two maids and a mop, because prior to this, I had no idea what Pink Zebra was. Great logo. I will say that seeing it behind you. But, you know, what makes Pink Zebra unique? What's your value proposition there? What made you franchise it?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question. It's a fun one to answer because I think everyone that hears this is going to go, man, that's true. So I, like many people, sounds like you even, have hired moving companies in the past. And I had a few negative experiences and I thought to myself, well, that's just me. Bad luck, you know, chalking up to that. My mother-in-law a few years ago had a ridiculously bad experience from A to Z. Anything that could go wrong, it went wrong. And then on top of that, the bill was 4 times what she thought it was going to be. And so it was this complete nightmare of an experience. And when I went through that with her, coupled that with my own personal negative experiences, I said, let's just do some research and see if this is happening in other markets. Is it just us really having some bad luck as a family, or is it everywhere? It turns out it's everywhere. You know, whether you're in Seattle or Miami, moving is kind of bad. It kind of sucks. And so I said to myself, you know, what other industry do you spend thousands of dollars on a product or a service and avoid it like the plague? Just say to yourself, boy, I'm glad that's over because it sucked. So I made myself, created a challenge. I'm a great entrepreneur in that I love mountains to climb. And so my challenge was to reinvent this industry and make moving fun. That's our tagline here. We make moving fun. And so we're trying to disrupt this really old industry, the local moving industry, by creating and providing unique and remarkable experiences for our customers. And so whether it's before the move, during the move, or after the move, we want to engage with our customers in a way that creates a relationship. Some of it's going to be fun things. Some of it's going to be practical things because we still have to pick up heavy stuff, you know. But we want to do more than just move you and take your money and make you go, boy, I'm glad that's over. We want to make you have fun with it.
Give me a couple things that you think you do that's unique. Because I, like I said, I don't move anything. I always say this, when somebody asks me to help them move, they have tarnished the friendship. I always make a donation to whatever amount of food or what my labor would consist of. I'm always like, here's a $100 bill. The pizza's on me.
Got it.
But I haven't moved anybody in 25 years.
I'll give you something that doesn't sound revolutionary. And then I'll give you another thing that I think is revolutionary. So number one, this is going to sound like the non-revolutionary thing because this happens in every industry, but for some reason it doesn't happen in the moving space. Before the move occurs, there's typically a couple of weeks of just waiting time. You know, we call it book date versus move date. The average customer waits a couple of weeks because people think far in advance when it comes to a move like this. You want to make sure the moving company has availability. So most moving companies book you, high five each other and say, well, we just booked another one. And then nothing happens for 2 weeks until the truck shows up that morning. And during that entire 2 weeks, the customer has what I call like buyer's remorse. Like they're freaking out. Like, what's going to go wrong? Are they going to show up? Are they going to be late?
So true.
You know, what do they even look like? Do I remember their name? You probably talked to 4 other moving companies. So all of these crazy things happen because there's zero engagement prior to the move date. So that's what we do. We take care of that. We connect, we engage, we communicate, and we do things both in all mediums, whether it's written word, like we send letters, we send emails, we send text messages, we even send video messages, we even gift a few people every now and then. And we do it over the top all the time because we want you to just be assured that whenever we show up, that we're going to show up on time, we're going to do our job, we're going to do it the right way. So it removes all this anxiety that builds between the book date and the move date. So again,
it's true. It's a highly, people don't realize how stressful a move is. It's one of the most stressful events people have. You don't think they're going to show up. I mean, that's the big fear. Yeah. If they're not going to show up, they're going to break a bunch of stuff. They're going to lose stuff. They're going to leave stuff.
Yep. And then on top of that, they're going to charge you more than you thought you were going to get charged. You
know, exactly. The upcharge.
So that's we're very proud of that. It's not something that a lot of moving companies do, but it's also a lot of stuff that most companies do. I mean, it's just good business sense to communicate with your clients before you do the work. The thing that we really are proud of, it's become sort of our trademark, is this is a surprise. So anyone that hires us, you're getting some surprise offerings here, but we don't put this on our website. We don't talk about it in our sales conversations with new customers. It's a complete surprise. But the day before a move, we surprise our clients with a free deal, a free meal. We provide the dinner, it shows up on their front doorstep, and it's all on us. And we're going to give it to you whether you're hungry or not. But if you think about those moves that you just talked about, most people forget that the night before the move, everything's going to be packed up. You know, all your dishware, all those things that you need for, you know, the kitchen are going to be in a box somewhere, or at least they should be. And, you know, you're also stressed because you're getting ready for the big day the next day. And so you don't really want to put this big meal together. And so we surprise people that day before the move, and people usually literally eat it up. You know, it's a fun way to kind of get the process started, and nobody expects it, which makes it even better. And we love it. We love doing it because we've seen everything from big, huge smiles to people literally crying when we deliver that food the day before.
I like it. Very good. I have Ron Holt. He is the founder of Two Maids and a Mop. Sold that. We're moving on to something else. Pink Zebra, a moving company, which obviously you're franchising.
We sure are. Yeah, we're ready to scale across the country. We have the entire country open for development. At Two Maids and a Mop, we built the brand from one store into almost 100 locations toward my exit. And our plan is doing the same thing here at Pink Zebra Moving.
When you have a system, you rinse, you repeat, you rinse and right. You repeat.
That's tell what franchising is. Yeah.
I love it. Tell me this, Ron, what made you an entrepreneur in the first place? Like when did you make the pivot, or were you always an entrepreneur? But typically there's, you know, the aha moment, you know, or they were, you know, they were an entrepreneur, you know, doing a lemonade stand at 10 years old. It's one of the two.
You know, so I grew up in a small town down in southern Georgia, and no one started businesses unless they were a farmer, you know, so it wasn't necessarily genetics code that created it. Mine was, for some reason, I think that small town upbringing was the part of the reason, because there was no big money behind me. You know, my uncle wasn't a politician, I didn't know anyone. And again, growing up in a small town, you either were a teacher or a farmer. And so I didn't fit either of those categories. And so I knew I was going to have to scratch and claw my way if I wanted to get to the top. And I just hustled, you know, I worked hard. Working hard has always been a part of my mentality. And I recognized that owning a business, one of my biggest mentors is Warren Buffett. Never had the chance to meet him, but I've read way too much stuff about him. And even though he probably wouldn't call himself an entrepreneur, he called himself an investor. I fell in love with this idea of owning a business because I saw what he did and what others did. That's if you want to create wealth, owning a business is the most surefire way to make that happen, like real sustainable wealth for potentially generations in some cases. And so I just had this crazy desire to own a business. I didn't know even what it was going to be early on. I just knew I wanted to own it. I would figure out all the stuff later. And that torch that I carried early on, I'm still carrying it today. I have the same adrenaline that I do now as a almost 50-year-old man as I did as a 20-year-old man, you know. So I have purpose. You know, when you own a business, it delivers organic purpose. You don't have to manufacture it. It's there every single day. In my case, the purpose is to build Pink Zebra Movement into a national brand and to disrupt an industry. Like, it's the most fun purpose ever, in my opinion. So it makes me want to work every day.
I love that. Let me ask you this. What is the one piece of advice, and you can't say franchise, what is the one piece of advice you like to give entrepreneurs? Because we both know it'd be franchising.
Of course.
Franchise your business. And I agree. I'm an absolute proponent. So what's a piece of advice you would give young entrepreneurs?
So
one thing you wish you would have known.
I love that question because I think everybody needs to hear it. There's so many answers to that. In my opinion, what's worked for me is I call it seeing is believing, vision. You know, people use that word vision over and over again. It's kind of a almost overused word in the entrepreneur's dictionary now. And so people say it, but I don't know how many people actually believe it. And so in my case, I believe that Two Maids and a Mop was going to grow from a 250 square foot office based in Pensacola, Florida, into a national brand with locations across the country. And it happened. I believe the Pink Zebra movement is going to disrupt everything about the local moving space. I think we're going to not just disrupt it. I think we're going to change categories, and we're going to be known for more than just a big, large moving brand. We're going to be known as a big, large moving brand that changed everything about this industry. And so I believe that. So it's a simple piece of advice, but whatever business you're in, the best entrepreneurs, the ones that create real success, believe in their dreams. And so believe in your dreams like you've never believed in anything, because once you believe in it, you're going to put the work in it. You're not going to quit. That day that everybody has, whenever you look in the mirror and you go, did I make the right decision? It's going to be a lot easier to answer that question if you truly believe in what you're doing and what you're building.
I love that. It's great advice. I have Ron Holt with me, entrepreneur, founder of Pink Zebra. Ron, it's so great to have you on the podcast. How can my audience connect with what you have going on?
Yeah, so we'd love to work with you as a consumer or as a franchisee. And so the easiest way to work with us is just go to pinkzebramoving.com. If you want to learn about the franchise opportunity, you can go to pinkzebramovingfranchise.com. And you're going to learn about what the investment looks like in terms of just the financial qualifications and what the expected investment will be, but also the fun stuff, like what type of returns you should expect from this business. And so our job is to make it easy for you. It's train, support, help you grow, and you just take care of the customers and your employees. And so that's what we want to do. So if that sounds exciting to you, if you grew up and you said, boy, I can't wait to be a moving company entrepreneur, well, you've met your guy. Pink Zebra Moving's it for you.
Great. Again, I have Ron Holt with me here today. I want to thank the listeners for continuing the list. We're, you know, continue to listen. We're constantly number one in another country about every 2 weeks. And I'm humbled by that. Obviously, if you can tell others about the podcast, subscribe to it, give us a review. Again, we're just so grateful that you continue to listen. The podcast is brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. If you need more leads, more sales, you just don't understand marketing, get a free analysis, reach out to GetStartedMarketing.com. Thank you so much for listening. We will talk again soon.